Old Limousine from their brand new release called One Chord That Rings True. We had the Green Sky Bluegrass with In Control from If Sorrows Swim. And then we had Alison Krauss starting that set off with Dark Skies. I've Got That Old Feeling from 1990 is the name of the CD. Well, that brings us up to date, and I want to encourage each and every one of you to get out and see some live bluegrass music. It's the best there is. There's a lot of great local talent you can go around and see anytime. You can also find some great national bands coming through. Once again, you can go to the Oregon Bluegrass Association website, and you can find there's a calendar there with a lot of the live events there if you haven't gotten your pencil and paper out for this show. But each and every Saturday morning at about 11 o'clock, we try to bring you up to date with all the calendar of upcoming events. So hopefully we'll see you at some of the festivals this summer. Hopefully you're having a great summer already. And be safe and help out your brother. You're listening to Music from the True Vine on a Saturday morning. This is KBOO in Portland.
Portland. KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Development and Events Committee meets on the third Monday of the month at 5:30 p.m. This month's meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
Support for KBOO comes from its members and from McMenamins, presenting The Days Between, a 9-day tribute to the legacy of Jerry Garcia, August 1st through 9th. Highlights include Terrapin Twirl, a Grateful Dead dance party at Crystal Ballroom, Garcia Birthday Bash at Edgefield, and Grateful Dead-themed food and drinks at all McMenamins locations. A complete list and event info at McMenamins.com.
Hi, this is Tom Constantin of the Grateful Dead, and you are listening to KBOO Portland, listener-powered community radio.
Welcome to a special Cathedral Park Jazz Fest warm-up edition of the Forest of Fenario, my little corner of the Grateful Dead and Friends universe. My name is Phil G. I will be with you until approximately 1 o'clock today, depending upon when they go live to the remote. What I've got for you today is a bunch of jazz-influenced Grateful Dead or jazz artists playing Grateful Dead songs. We have a variety of styles, but it's all jazz. And I think that you will enjoy listening to this as much as I enjoyed curating it for you. I want to thank everybody who donated to KBOO during our Camp KBOO membership drive last month. We appreciate it. You know, doing stuff like the remotes from the Waterfront Blues Fest and the Cathedral Park Jazz Fest are not free for KBOO. It costs us money to get the equipment there. Hey, the equipment costs us money. It costs us money to pay for the transmission lines, etc., etc., etc. So your support really helps. And if you feel so inclined, you can always text KBOO to 44321. Or go to kboo.fm/give and throw a few dollars our way. We really appreciate it. We're going to start out today with Detroit-based saxophonist Dave McMurray, not to be confused with David Murray, who we will hear from later in the hour. Anyway, kick back, enjoy his take on The 11 and keep it tuned to KBOO. Thanks for tuning in today.
can be the bird away. Wake up to find out that you are the eyes of the world. The heart has its beaches, its home, has some thoughts of its own. Thank you.
in the forests of Fenario, my little corner of the Grateful Dead and Friends universe. Phil G here with you till about 1 o'clock. This is a special 1 hour show featuring the jazzier side of the Grateful Dead and Friends. We're playing jazz versions of Grateful Dead songs and such. We finished up there with Stanley Jordan from Stanley Plays the Dead. We heard Eyes of the World, and we heard Dave McMurray's take of The 11 from Gratefully Dedicated, which is a really wonderful album. We'll talk a little more about that as it goes on. I want to take a moment and give a heads up to our listeners out in the Gorge. There's a band of Portland musicians who play Grateful Dead music. They get together every now and again, and they are called Cosmic Gnarly, and they will be playing Saturday, July 26th at the Trout Lake Hall in Trout Lake, Washington. It's 30 minutes north of Hood River. 6 p.m. door, 7 p.m. show. This is an all-ages event. And we just wanted to let you know that this is happening next weekend. There is information on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KBOODead. So let's get back to the music. Here is The Grateful Dead from February 27th, 1981, at the Uptown Theater in Chicago. Yours truly happened to be there, though this is not my recording. And here's a little bit of jazzy space for you. We'll be back in just a little bit. Finished off that set of music with Phil Lesh and Friends featuring special guest guitarist Bill Frisell from Terrapin Crossroads on April 22nd, 2015. That show is worth seeking out, in my opinion. There's some great jazzy stuff. Bill Frisell is an amazing guitar player, and it works. That's all I can say. So you can hunt around on the web. April 22nd, 2015, Phil Lesh and Friends, Terrapin Crossroads in San Rafael. Before that, we heard The Grateful Dead from the Uptown Theater in Chicago, 22781. We just heard a very lovely piece of space. What we're doing today on Grateful Dead and Friends, what I like to call the Forest of Fenario, my little corner of the Grateful Dead and Friends universe, is we're playing jazz-influenced and jazz artists covering the Grateful Dead up until 1 o'clock when we will be going live to our remote broadcast of the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival. We've been doing this a while. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting KBOO. I'll be here next week, and joining me on the air will be Dennis McNally. We're going to talk about his new book and his upcoming visit to Portland. Let's kick off this next set with a couple selections from Day of the Dead, which was a tribute record released by the Red Hot and Blue Foundation to benefit healthcare. Here is Transitive Axis to John Oswald.
Thank you.
thank you for spending time with me today in this special Cathedral Park Jazz Fest warm-up edition of The Forest of Fenario, my little corner of the Grateful Dead and Friends universe. My name is Phil G. It's been a pleasure bringing music to you today. We just finished up with two cuts from Day of the Dead, which was part of the Red Hot and Blue series of benefit albums. We heard Tim Hecker doing Transitive Refraction Axis for John Oswald. John Oswald was the composer who did Plunderphonics, and he did a 2-CD set called Gray Folded, which was, man, that was back in the 90s sometime. Very cool stuff, musique concrete, as they say. Phil Lesh loved it. After that, we heard Lee Rinaldo and friends. Lee Rinaldo, of course, one of the guitarists in Sonic Youth. From the same release, they did Playin' in the Band. Coming up next, we have the David Murray Octet doing their version of One More Saturday Night. It's been a pleasure. I'll be back next week. Keep it tuned to KBOO. The Cathedral Park Jazz Fest remote is coming up next. See you soon.
And welcome, jazz fans, to the second day of the 45th Annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, coming to you on the Boo from the edge of the Willamette River under the St. John's Bridge in North Portland. I'm Tyson.
And I'm Cruz. We'll be with you for the next few hours.
Today's broadcast will go until about 9:45 p.m. tonight here on KBOO Portland 90. 90.7 FM, as well as K2A2BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM, and streaming on the World Wide Web at kboo.fm.
I'm introducing the Chris Clark Jazz Trio. The Chris Clark Johnson Trio is a jazz quintet led by guitarist, composer, and multi-instrumentalist Chris Clark Johnson. Their music is composed by Clark Johnson and saxophonist Olivia Fields. The ensemble also includes Paul Moyer on keys, Artie Adamson on bass, and Noah Mortella on drums.
And we'd like to remind you that this remote broadcast is brought to you by your community radio station, KBOO. You can become a member by going to kboo.fm and checking on the donate button or texting KBOO to 44321.
While we are broadcasting live from the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival this weekend, we would also like to acknowledge that Portland is celebrating Pride. We are at KBOO, would like to take a moment to acknowledge our friends, family, and everyone in the broader communities who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, asexual, agender, and two-spirit.
And to all your listeners out there, to describe today, it's a very warm weather day. There's not very many people here right now, but yeah, we'll change as the night goes on for